talking about all things Australian, there's another one of these ranking things, Trace, that's quite popular, where some person goes and they rank in different standard, gold standard, fighting chance, take it or leave it, yeah, nah. But we're talking about national dish rankings from our great country here, Australia. I saw the rankings to begin with and I was like, trash. I still don't love it, but I've also got to look at it through the criteria that these people have put it together in, right?
Okay, I'm all ears, Ambrose.
So they said their official in-house rankings, it's to do with the most popular foods, the ones that tie in with recollections of beach barbecues, summer days at the cricket, festive family gatherings, childhood road trips, Sunday roasts, holiday brekkies, and after school visits to the local chippy.
Okay.
Who refers to it as the local chippy when they go get that's a profession. Like, parents never went, want to go to the local chippy? I'm like, what are you talking about? We got a little corner store up the road. That's where we get our burgers and things from. All right, we're going to go through quickly the yeah, nah. These are the ones that have been ranked the worst. I love hamburgers. They're in the yeah, nah. I'm only going to say they're in that because maybe hamburgers aren't traditionally Australian and don't fit into a lot of those quintessential Aussie experiences. That's the only thing I can think about that. Lamington. Lamington's
It's
a dog of a cake.
If it's done the right way, a fresh Lamington is bloody amazing.
Overrated. It's just a sponge.
You're having wrong Lamingtons.
It's a sponge cake with a tiny bit extras. If you're thinking it's anything other than a sponge, you're being scammed. Pineapple pizza is on the yeah, nah. Also a lamb roast and a Chico roll.
Nah, Chico roll. When I do a road trip, I pull into the first servo I see and get myself a Chico roll.
Maybe even
I love them.
Maybe even a couple. On the take it or leave it, so this is just one above the yeah, nah. We've got the chicken parmy, one of the most overrated dishes of all time.
Oh, my God, they're amazing.
They're usually soggy. It's a bit of chicken with just...
Once again, you haven't had a good parmy then.
Slapped on sauce. A chicken parmy is the thing you choose because it's the cheapest thing on the menu. Also, in the take it or leave it category is pavlova. Who's even eaten pavlovas? When's the last time you've had a pavlova?
Christmas Day.
Oh, shut up.
My daughter made a pavlova for Christmas Day, and that's the last time I had it. You asked, I answered. It was bloody amazing.
I don't reckon I've eaten a pavlova in the last 5-10 years.
Arguing about this one.
I know, the pav's fine. I'm just saying, I reckon very few people are eating pavs on the reg. I hate your example that you had one on Christmas, all right?
I know. I love that.
It really undid my point. Let's go to the fighting chance level, just one behind the gold standard. So this is, the silver medal. Sausage Sanger, I guess.
Yeah, which we're going to argue about that. When you go for a, you don't like them.
No, I'm not saying I don't like them. If you're viewing it on a price point, they're magnificent. For what they cost, for what you get, it's bang for buck and I love it. But it's like a sausage Sanger. It's just something cheap that you have.
When I took you to Bunnings here for your first one, because you'd never done it before, your reaction wasn't what I expected.
It's just like every other sausage sandwich I've ever had. People go, it's better at Bunnings, it's different, I had it. I'm like, no, this is exactly like every other one.
Well, that's where you're wrong, my friend, but we'll argue again. What else have we got?
The Pub Snitty.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
You won't, yeah.
It's okay. Okay, once again, it's okay. At least the Snitty doesn't have that slapped on sauce, so it hasn't gone soggy. Fighting chance is Vegemite toast, which is an all-time favourite. It's so simple.
Oh, but especially hangovers. The next morning you get up and you have a couple pieces of Vegemite toast. It's amazing.
The gold standard, the numero uno, is the old meat pie.
Yeah, totally agree. That's the most Aussie iconic. And if you can have a good meat pie, they're bloody delicious. Are you a fan?
No, not really. I did. Was it Nightingales or whatever? I have had one recently where it was proper chunks of steak. Now that is a meat pie that I can rally around. When it's just the mint stuff and you don't know what's going on in there and you get that bit of grizzle and you're like, I don't know what part of an animal that is, then I start to get concerned. But a regular proper meat pie with chunks of steak, just like grandma used to make it, is lovely.